The business owners say this wasn't a problem before the Affordable Care Act because small businesses could buy a group plan that was priced the same throughout New York. Now, unless you have at least 50 employees, you have to buy on the individual market, which is very expensive. The other option is buying insurance through the health exchanges, which in some cases are still more expensive than what large companies are able to buy. So a number of small businesses on Long Island had the idea to band together and get their own group plan. But it turns out that's against the law. John Hill is president of the Long Island Advancement for Small Businesses.
All I know is the costs that are going to come down the pike are going to really cripple small business. And what bothers me more than anything is that our legislators are in a reactive mode, never in a proactive mode.
Hill says they want lawmakers to change a 1993 law that forbids associations from forming their own insurance group. New York health insurance regulators say they are looking into the matter. On Wednesday, the superintendent of the Department of Financial Services, Ben Lasky, said the issue is complicated because it could allow some groups to exclude sicker people from joining.
When you start cherry-picking groups out of the pool, you can create a system where, yes, you've got better risk, but now the rest of the pool is left with worse risk, and that could cause premiums to rise for everyone else.
That said, DFS attended the meeting Friday to hear concerns and investigate alternative measures. Charles Lane, WSHU News.